numbers that I can call.
It's lunchtime at Martin DePora's soup kitchen at 16th and Potrero. The blue Street Outreach Services van is parked just outside.
And go ahead and relax.
Inside the van, a nurse practitioner is seeing clients. One homeless man gets a number of staples taken out of his head. Another woman has a nasty cough. But most are just checking in.
I see the doctor if I need to, but basically just like, you know, the small stuff, the water, the snack, the aspirin, toothbrushes, stuff like that.
Damien moved out here from Boston 4 years ago. He says he prefers San Francisco because it's friendlier.
I mean, it's a joke amongst like the homeless. Like, if you're hungry in San Francisco, you gotta be crippled or retarded. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you cannot be cold on the street unless you're a moron. You cannot go hungry in San Francisco. You can't.
It's 164 over 102. You're good, man. It's high. So I'm glad you have your medication.
The mobile medical van has been in existence for over 20 years.
That's Beth Rittenhouse-Desi. She's in charge of Street Outreach Services, or SOS.
It's a way of reaching out to homeless people who are living on the streets and trying to engage them in healthcare services and connect them with primary care.
What else do you do to keep your blood pressure down? Do you avoid salt?
No, give it up. Don't eat no salt.
Oh, good.
Don't eat no pepper either.
All right, well, you're all set, Jay.
All right, then, we'll get on the bus.
There are lots of free clinics in San Francisco, but SOS does something that no one else does. They also treat pets.
I use it for myself and my dog for the vet SOS, and, you know, probably at least once a week, if not twice a week.
Damien's dog is an 80-pound pit bull named Bubba.
Bubba, come here, baby.
Vet SOS helps Damien keep Bubba healthy and well-fed, and Bubba helps Damien, too. Out on the streets, where you can run into all kinds of trouble.
It does help a lot with being out here, because it's quite stressful and you have to deal with a lot of idiots. And whether you're sick or you're sore or you're hurt or whatever, you still have to go about your day. Whether you're pissed off, you can't snap on anybody because I don't want him to go to jail.
Number 29!
Our Veterinary Street Outreach Services project is run by a dedicated group of volunteers, including veterinarians, veterinary technicians, and general outreach volunteers.
Once again, Rittenhouse-Desi.
We really believe that when they are taking care of an animal and have a reason to keep themselves healthy and just kind of have unconditional love and support from that animal, that contributes to their overall health.
Oh, okay, here I come. There she is.
I don't know what I would have done without this dog.
Alan's had his dog, Sasha, for 14 years.
Waking up with her every day, usually just waking up, she's right there. And no matter what kind of mood you're in, you know, it's just like, let's go for a walk.
Sasha recently fell sick and is losing weight. Today they're getting some blood drawn and refilling her prescription. There are lots of dogs here at Warm Water Cove, where the clinic van is parked. Labs with big tongues and skittish chihuahuas. A few cats, too. A woman named Pepper waits with her cat, who has a cold.
It's one thing about having a lot of cats, they pass it around.
Pepper has been homeless for 20 years. She lives with her 15 cats and her lover, Jimmy, on a bus parked in a vacant lot nearby. She's used the Vet SOS services since the program started, about 7 years ago.
Even back when I was pushing a grocery cart and loading up my bed at night, I've always had a cat. You know, I couldn't make it without an animal.
An estimated 500 dogs and cats live on the city streets. Compared to that, the 50 animals that SOS sees each month may seem like just a drop in the bucket. But for homeless pet owners like Damien, Alan, and Pepper, it makes all the difference.
Oh, yeah. This is their family. This is why it started.
Phil Durfee has been a veterinarian for 52 years. He's volunteered with Vet SOS since the beginning.
When they first started this, they kept running to people and said, I've got my dog. That's my life. And so I said, we had to deal with the dog, too. So that's what they do. We deal with the dog. The dog is cheaper than lithium. This is really unique. I mean, this is unique to San Francisco. In Fresno, if you're poor, you're screwed. You know, forget them. But here, it's sort of nice. If you got a dog, they'll take care of it, you know. It works.
SOS is helping homeless pet owners care for their animals. And in turn, it's the pets that help their owners make it through each day. And one day, hopefully, off the streets, for good.
31, 31, last call.
For Northgate Radio, I'm Megan Multenny.